This is the sermon preached on the second Sunday of Epiphany 2021, January the 17th. The main readings are Revelation 5, verses 1 to 10, and St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, 43 to the end. His name is Oliver. His wife was born in Thessaloniki, but they live in Jerusalem because Oliver is an Israeli citizen. Oliver took our group as our tour guide to Capernaum beside the Sea of Galilee. Beside the archaeological site of Capernaum were some benches. In the heat of the day, it was good to get into the shade because the benches were under the magnificent spreading branches of a tree. I can't remember what kind of tree it is. Maybe it was a plane tree. I don't think it was a fig. As always, we waited with anticipation for his commentary on what it was we were experiencing. We had listened to his wonderful description of the remains of Capernaum, the little streets and houses. It had been, as always, a full and inspiring commentary. So what was left to say? As we sat there in the shade of the tree, Oliver started to illustrate for us a passage of scripture that is not particularly memorable compared to some of the best loved parables and images of the New Testament. He told us about someone called Nathanael, the same Nathanael mentioned in our gospel reading this morning. Jesus compliments Nathanael, who says to Jesus, "Where did you get to know me?" Somewhat enigmatically, Jesus replies, "I saw you under the fig tree." What might we understand from this? Oliver explains. It was the custom for men to gather under the trees for shade. No doubt the women were at home. Some trees would have more people under their shade than others. This was not so much to do with the amount of shade created by the extent of the branches and leaves, but rather to do with who was sitting there. The crowds would gather in the shade where there was someone worth listening to. Someone who was sharing good wisdom, sound advice, good interpretation of their religion, much needed human wisdom. Under the fig tree, Nathanael's wisdom has been recognised by others. He was a sound teacher and worth listening to, or as Jesus says of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." So we find ourselves sitting under the branches of a great tree, listening to Oliver's wonderful interpretation of this passage of scripture in St. John's Gospel. He gives us insights into an otherwise rather unremarkable little scene. He reveals something to us because he breaks it open for us. And that is what a good teacher does. She or he breaks open for us access to knowledge or to wisdom, both human and divine. The people of Nathanael's generation, people like Philip, Andrew, Peter, mentioned in the same episode, and tens of thousands more, had been waiting for some good news for so long. They were seeking a Messiah who would bring in the kingdom of God for them. There were lots of ideas floating around for centuries about who this might be or what this person might look like or do. But one thing they didn't expect is that the answer would come from Nazareth. We know rather differently, but then we're looking back on scripture, and in some ways we know more than Nathanael and his friends, because we know how the story ends. It ends with a cross and a resurrection. The whole of God's action, his work in Jesus, is about revealing an outcome, revealing the new covenant, the new promise in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, wisdom is known by her offspring. Matthew 11:19. As Nathanael wisely interprets life and faith to those who gather round him, sharing his wisdom with others and breaking open insights into God, so in our reading from the book of Revelation this morning, we have another biblical example of revelation, of the divine bursting forth, breaking into lives and religion. This time, St. John, the evangelist, the theologian, the author of the fourth gospel, finds himself in older life banished to the Greek island of Patmos. This is an island I've yet to make a pilgrimage to, but I will one day. In St. John's vision of the end of times, the eschaton, no one is found worthy to break open the scroll, no one in heaven or earth, no one who could receive the public acclaim, Axios, Axios, worthy, worthy. However, St. John is comforted by the holy elders, for one is found worthy, the one to whom the titles Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Root of David, the Lamb, before whom the elders with their harps and bowls of incense, he and he alone is worthy, Axios, to break open the seal, to reveal the glory of God, and to bring about his kingdom. It is Jesus whose blood was shed so that all saints of every tribe and language and people and nation could come and worship. God cracks open divine wisdom in the birth of Jesus, in his baptism, his transfiguration, his death and resurrection. St. John's vision is a vision of revelation of the end times in Jesus. As his followers through faith and in baptism, we share in his life. And so we live life as Christians, anticipating the end times in Jesus. But we mustn't be deceived into thinking that the end times are synonymous with death, destruction, plagues, global viruses, but rather a completion, a fulfilment, when all will be made one in Christ, as we look together in wonder at the love and glory and wisdom of God in Jesus. We sit together under the tree. We sit together under the tree with one who is worthy, worthy to reveal God fully to us, so that we see him face to face as he sees us. We sit in the shade of the tree of life, the tree that is at the centre of our first paradise. We sit with the one who is of the tree of Jesse, with the one who died in shame on the tree, with the one in whom is the tree of life, whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. In recent months and weeks and days, we have heard the voices of many influential people, voices in many nations that have been shrill and divisive, voices that have had messages of deceit, downright lies. I ask, do we really think they are worthy enough to sit down with under a tree? Will true wisdom be broken open for us through their words? Is there in our own day someone, some people, somewhere, to whom we could say, worthy? There is one. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. Revelation 5, 9 and 10. We are sitting under the tree with Oliver at Capernaum. He gives us a glimpse into the moment when Nathanael encounters Jesus, when Jesus acknowledges in him human wisdom. We are invited to sit under the tree where Jesus shares divine and holy wisdom with us. Jesus says, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." Amen.